Hi, I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine, and you're listening to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Hi, and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine. Today we're continuing with our series on talking to the three finalists for the 2012 Patty Kazmaier Memorial Award. Today we're talking to Brianna Decker, who is a junior at the University of Wisconsin. Brianna, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Just tell me a little bit about where you were and when you found out that you were named a finalist for the Patty Kazmaier Award.
I was actually just sitting in my apartment, and I got a call, and I was quite thrilled. I think, I was really surprised as well. There's a lot of great players in NCAA, and especially in the top 10. So, I was really thrilled, and I wasn't expecting it whatsoever.
But if I understand correctly, this isn't your first time you've been a finalist, correct?
Oh, it is. Okay, great. That is, yep.
Well, can you talk a little bit about how your season has gone, both on an individual level and on a team level?
I think I'll go with the team first. I think that we've been really successful this year. We've had, our record kind of shows that we've had some ups and downs, but I think, there's a lot of leadership within the juniors and seniors on the team that have helped our underclassmen get through the hard times, and hopefully we'll be successful in our quarterfinal game tomorrow. And then individually, I think I can't just put myself out there. I have two line mates I've been playing with all season, Brooke Ehrman and Carolyn Prevo, and both of them have been helping me out throughout the season and made me successful.
Well, you also, can you talk a little bit about, you play for one of the best coaches, not only in women's the women's game, but in hockey in general, and Mark Johnson. What's it like to play for Coach Johnson?
He's an unbelievable coach. He's more of a teacher than a coach. I think that he really tends to focus on the little details, and, like passing and, making sure little things are correct on the ice, so that's how the game will run the smoothest. I think that he's very composed back there and, never gets nervous or gets uptight in any situation, which relaxes us as players.
Absolutely. And talking about school, what is what's your major in school, and how's the year been going in terms of academics for you?
I'm majoring in human development and family studies, and it's been going well. I think that it's tough sometimes to miss a little bit of school for international hockey, but other than that, it's been going well. I just got to make sure I bear down on my studies and make sure I focus for the exams as well as focus for the games on the weekend.
What are there any tricks to balancing the busy life that you lead when it comes to being an elite athlete and being a student and still trying to find a little bit of personal time to just kind of decompress and maybe get away from both the rigors of studying and the rigors of hockey?
Yeah, I think that you gotta have time to relax and take a break from both aspects of in your life. So I think I tend to get my studies done as soon as possible before the weekend starts, and then from there I just kind of focus on hockey for the first couple games, and then after that I kind of just relax on Sundays when we have our day off and not worry about my academics or hockey until late on Sunday night.
Oh, that's great. Hey, I also was reading in your bio that you also played softball, soccer, and lacrosse. Do you think it's important to play multiple sports, and how do you think playing those other sports have helped you become a better hockey player?
I think that, I think playing those other sports makes you all-around athlete, and, I think a lot of it, too, is you're dealing with different types of teammates, and I think that's what's helped me the most is that you have to deal with different chemistries of team, and you have to, figure out different people act in different situations. I think that's what I've learned most, and that's how it's been helping me with hockey.
Was there a point in your career or in your life when you had to basically choose which one of those four sports you wanted to pursue more rigorously than the others?
I think it was I used to play only softball competitively in the summer. And then it was after my sophomore year in high school, I decided not to play softball in the summer just because I wanted to focus on training for hockey and developing myself with that in that sport. And so I decided not to play, and I kind of was scared to get injured and be in, kind of timid of that. So I decided to just focus on hockey.
Do you still get any time to go out and just play around for fun, play any of these other sports?
Yeah, I actually played some pickup softball last summer around campus and stuff, and so that was fun. And, we'll go out and we'll throw the ball around in lacrosse once in a while just when it's nice out in the summer or in the spring here. But other than that, I just kind of just focus on hockey and training.
Great. I also noticed that you have been fairly successful when it comes to USA Hockey's national championships, playing for one of the powerhouse programs in the country, Shattuck St. Mary's. Can you just talk a little bit about your recollections of participating in USA Hockey national championships, which are just right around the corner for us?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it was an honor to play at Shattuck. I think that it was awesome that my parents gave me the opportunity to go there. And to have like such a successful program there at Shattuck is unbelievable. They have a great coaching staff. I played for Gordy Stafford for 4 years, and he's an unbelievable coach. And I think at that age, you have to be patient with the kids, and not everybody's at the same skill level. And so I think that I think the younger girls who are competing in the national championships through USA Hockey, I think that's such an honor, and I think no one should take it for granted, because it's very difficult to get there. That I think it's what, a 5 or 6 game tournament, and that's very tough. And I think that Saturday that has 2 games in it, the quarterfinal and semifinal, that's the toughest day of the tournament.
Oh, no doubt. Did you get to play with Monique and Jocelyn Lamoureux? Were you on the same team as them?
Yeah, I was a freshman when they were sophomores, so I played 3 years with them. And I actually happened to play on their line when I was a sophomore and they were juniors, and I played on their line.
That's a pretty good line.
It was fun.
So what do you think about going up against Jocelyn for this for the Patty Kazmaier Award?
I mean, she's a phenomenal player. I think that, you could just watch her skill level. She's unbelievable. She makes plays happen, can find the net, has an unbelievable shot. And, I think that she's got potential. I think she's becoming a leader on the U.S. team, as well as, obviously she's a leader at that North Dakota team. And I know she's a very smart girl, too, so her academics are her way up there. And so I think, I think she's... It's going to be tough, but I think she's a great candidate for it.
Oh, no doubt about it. Can you just talk a little bit about the timing of this announcement for the Kazmaier finalist? Obviously, you've got to be focused on not only your academics, but you've got a big game this coming weekend in order to make a run for the Frozen Four. Is there any kind of a distraction with the announcement coming out when it does?
I think a lot of us, along with Jocelyn and stuff, I think we're mature enough that we can handle an announcement such like this and be able to help our team and lead our team this weekend to be successful in the games that we're playing. It's tough, it's close to the game, but I think that we just, personally, I just have been focusing on the team and making sure our team is ready for the game this weekend.
No doubt, and that game is against whom?
Mercier.
Wow, and they're a pretty tough opponent, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, they have a very great program. I think my coach said they've been in the top 8 for the last, 8 years or something like that. So it's going to be a tough game, and they're going to really challenge us.
No doubt. And then finally, I just wanted to ask you, Brian, about, I know it's a little bit down the road, but shifting gears and looking at the Women's World Championships, your thoughts about the Women's World Championships coming to Burlington, Vermont, back on U.S. soil for the first time in a long time. Your thoughts about the tournament being back closer to home.
Well, U.S. side, considering it's pretty close to the border. So it's awesome for family and friends who live somewhat close or just within the U.S. And we're in a lot of support out there, and I think it's great that we have the opportunity to host it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, it's going to be a great time, and hopefully we'll see you out there at that. Thank you again for taking the time, and good luck not only with your game tomorrow, but good luck when the final votes are counted for the Patty Kazmaier Award.
All right, sounds good.
Well, great. Well, thanks for talking with us, Brianna.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that's it for another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Make sure you stick around next week when we'll have more news from around the hockey world.